Proclamation number 3914 of 25th of October, 1946. Highest perfection possible in the short Earth time. You will achieve the highest possible perfection on Earth if only you are of good will. For the earthly lifetime is completely sufficient to shape you into love and thus to assimilate you to my fundamental nature, which eliminates every imperfection. But since your free will is decisive, you can also extend this change into love for an infinitely long time, and the alignment with me can still be so far away at the time of your demise on Earth that you will need several periods of development. For I truly do not curtail your will when it concerns the attainment of your soul's maturity, which can only be acquired through free will. Your path of development before the embodiment as a human being was endlessly long and your state agonizing and laborious. But only in the short time of earthly life can you be given information. Only in the short time of earthly life can you be instructed about the meaning and purpose of life and about your task, for only as a human being do you have the ability to grasp the context and to deal intellectually with your being. If you now draw your benefit from these teachings by seriously thinking about them and trying to adjust your earthly way of life accordingly, you will not live unsuccessfully but will soon be able to record a spiritual ascent. You will make an effort to fulfill my commandments of love and your redemption from the bondage of matter will begin. The change of life in love will completely redeem you from all bondage, from spiritual darkness and from lack of strength. The being must first be able to think before it can use its free will, and so that the human being uses it correctly, he must also be instructed correctly. This is why it is absolutely necessary for people to be instructed by proper teachers if they want to achieve Thayam in life, if they want to become perfect. And I instruct every seriously willing person as I have promised, as it is beneficial for him. And therefore I gave the human being intellect, I gave him the ability to think which he can utilize according to his will. But if a gift is left unused, success must inevitably also fail to materialize, and the human being will end his earthly life as the same imperfect being as he started it. But both are open to him. Highest perfection or a state of deepest darkness and ignorance, the state of imperfection. And either eternal life in light and strength, thus beatitude, is his share or a renewed course of development on this earth, if the being has sunk so low that the ascent development in the spiritual kingdom cannot continue but necessitates a banishment in matter. Again and again the human being must be reminded of the great responsibility he bears towards his soul, how he can create supreme bliss for himself through his will on the one hand and let it go through endless torments on the other hand if he uses his will wrongly. And such instruction requires willing teachers who know the fullest truth and therefore can also truthfully inform the human being about your earthly task, about the consequences of a right as well as a wrong direction of will. And this will also make it understandable why I myself appear as the giver of truth, why I myself take care that people are given correct knowledge and that it finds access to them. And if the human being is to answer for himself, he must first be given the opportunity to use his intellectual thinking and to let his will become active. He is to get to know my commandments of love and then take a stand on them of his own free will. His success and the duration of his development upwards will be correspondingly. But once he reaches his aim, whether it will last for eternities or he will reach perfection after his short earthly lifetime is up to his free will. Amen.